Yeah, this needs to be a little bit updated.
Dan Sesnowitz is the general manager of Hops Culture in Aspen. Behind the bar, in a large walk-in refrigerator, are all the kegs for the nearly three dozen beers on tap.
That's what should be on. So that's Autumn Maple, that would be Yeti Stout, Sour Blonde by Dry Dock. So
the beer selection at the restaurant changes and shifts with the seasons. Right now, some of the biggest sellers are fall seasonal beers. That's stuff like Oktoberfests and Marzens, lots of the German beers, and another common one is fruit-based.
Generally, we'll only have pumpkin beers late September through early October, and we might have some in bottle.
The pumpkin beer is one of the most divisive beers around. There are people who love their beer tasting like pumpkin pie, or maybe they love when it tastes like real pumpkin. Or perhaps they can't stand the taste regardless. Chase Engel of Roaring Fork Beer Company fits into that last group, but understands the business of it.
It's got a good, strong seasonal appeal to it.
Engel says despite his distaste for the beer, he understands the marketing behind it for brewers. But over the past few years, the rise of pumpkin beer has turned into a little bit of a fall.
You know, everyone's going to go buy a six-pack of it. And maybe the only six-pack of it they buy. And I'm willing to bet in February you can still see pumpkin beers in people's refrigerators.
One of the first home brewing projects Engel embarked on was making a pumpkin beer. It was one of the ones that tastes like pie.
I wound up actually leaving it on a trailhead for someone to take because it was so bad. And that was the first time I ever had pumpkin beer.
Even Dan Sesnowitz at Hops Culture says he's seen a decline in sales.
I think people are exploring some of those older style of craft beers. There's been so much artisanal production. Colorado is a great state for beer that we're seeing a bigger call for those Oktoberfest styles.
Sesnowitz says by next year, sour beers will be the next big thing. He already has a pineapple one on tap. So brewers behind Jolly Pumpkin or the Imperial Pumpkin Porter will find that there's less space for them on the taps at Hops. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.